think I parsed your text to say that you were going to have us watch Thrones while we were chatting about this. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, so, okay, so this is a spoiler cast, completely 100%, Endgame, and also Game of Thrones.
And that's why it's the greatest superhero movie of all time.
He's a liar.
Which one?
That's my normal intro.
Oh. Game of Thrones is the greatest superhero movie of all time.
No, my intro is like a dumb, stupid segue. Okay.
Yeah, he was
that's retarded.
You totally messed him up when you were like, okay, so this is, he's like,
so I just like, rub.
Oh, I wasn't starting. I just was talking.
I'm a wind up toy, and
you just hit the wall.
Yeah, I hit the button, and I go.
So yeah, no. I figured this is a complete spoiler cast, and after what?
No, go ahead.
We'll go with Endgame first because we can't watch it readily, and we've also. It's been a while before we've seen it, and we're going to do Game of Thrones with the latest episode, spoiler cast, and I figured we would kind of skim through it as we were talking about it. Yeah.
Okay.
To kind of refresh our mind on it.
As long as I don't have to watch the Arya scene again.
No.
And I mean the from season from episode two.
We're doing three, though.
We're doing episode
three. We're doing literally the latest one.
Okay.
Because it's been the most hyped.
Okay.
All right, so...
Winter has come.
And so did I.
It's gross.
To preface this, I loved Avengers Endgame. It was a fantastic, it was an awesome movie.
The fuck is wrong with
really
you?
As he
it.
Pulls out his notebook of shit that he thinks is wrong
yes.
with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
So it has been a really long time since I've seen the movie. Like, probably about 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, good. So you have a more accurate depiction of it than we do.
Yeah, and I got to go in and kind of rewatch pieces that I may have missed.
Okay.
Like the Stan Lee cameo,
exactly like that.
We completely missed the Stan Lee cameo.
I did not.
You missed it too?
Mm-hmm.
See, we missed it because somebody got up and was walking out.
Gotcha. We missed it, I think, because it was like, oh, this is New Jersey, this is the last time you can go piss if you want to, and we completely missed it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why we missed it.
They de-aged him. Like,
really?
Pretty, yeah, just like they did, like, everybody in the movie at some point in time or another. I'm pretty sure they used touch-up on everybody.
Probably. But did he have a big cameo? Like, he didn't have any speaking lines.
Yeah, he did.
So he was driving down the road in, like a 1970s car, like a big old hoopty.
Yeah.
And on the back, there was a bumper sticker that said, "Nuff said," which is one of his catchphrases. And he's in the car with somebody, and they're driving by the New Jersey military base that Cap and Tony go to.
Yeah.
And he yells out the window at the gate guard, make love, not war. And speeds down the road.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And me being the only person in the movie theater that caught that the first time, I was like, yeah.
But they made him look like Stan Lee would have looked like in
that
time.
Oh,
in the 70s.
So you mean that they de-aged him that much?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, what?
He still had white hair and looked ancient, but he was. Yeah.
But they probably couldn't change him too much because then people wouldn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Like the random kid that they had at the very end, which I found out later, was the kid from Iron Man 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, he was like 8 in the movie.
He was so young.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
He was so young, and you're like, who the fuck is this random ass
so
kid?
So my question is, did he get dusted or not? So is he 5 years older than he's supposed to be? Or, I mean, 5 years younger than he's supposed to be? I would guess he did get dusted, because...
You think he did?
Yeah, because...
But that's actually the same actor.
Yes, yeah. Which is why I say he did get dusted. Because otherwise he'd have to be 5 years older than he is.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
My biggest beef with it is the whole... dusting in general,
mm-hmm.
because I understand why they did it, because with Tony saying, hey, bring him back now, not bring him back 5 years ago or whatever, because then they'd make an alternate timeline bullshit.
And he didn't want to lose his daughter.
That.
Yeah.
But he wasn't going to lose his daughter because...
He was afraid of that.
If they lost,
if
I guess...
If they didn't do the resnap the right way...
Mm-hmm.
Then it could have unwritten the last 5 years as well.
Yeah, yes. He didn't want to bring them back 5 years ago to rewrite that history.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the problem with that is everybody in that 5 years has mostly moved on. Yeah, they talk about a lot of people not having moved on because of that whole AA group or DA group, Dusting Anonymous, or whatever you want to call it. So it's like, hey, nobody's really moved on since then, but the world has moved on. So people coming back, A, don't know they left, because Spider-Man said, I closed my eyes and I woke up and you weren't there.
And Doctor Strange.
And Doctor Strange is the only one. 5 years
later.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So he's the only one that knows it's been 5 years because he's already seen it happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody will find out pretty quick.
Yeah, just true. I mean, it's basically the Scott Lang thing, right?
Yeah, like, how long did he take to figure out it was 5 years later?
Now he didn't wake up, but you know what I mean. Like he came out of the quantum realm and like 5 years had passed, and his daughter grew 10 years somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, she grew like horribly
much. That does not work out, especially since she was like 8 in Ant-Man and the Wasp, and somehow 8 plus 5 is 25. She looked like she was ancient compared to what she should have.
Yeah, and so it's like people have probably remarried, redating, moved on, and my biggest beef about it is the whole like high school thing.
What's wrong with that?
There is no way the whole high school got dusted.
I don't think they're going to do the whole high school.
Everybody on his trip?
Well, okay. It's just as convenient as the original six Avengers not getting dusted.
Here's my problem with the trip and why I think Far From Home is a prequel to Endgame. It's not.
I don't think it is.
They've already said that it takes a race right after
the dusting. Have you seen the trailer?
I've seen a trailer. You can spoil it. It's fine.
Nick Fury says, "Nice to finally meet you, Spider-Man." Both of them were at the funeral. They would have already met.
Unless they changed something for the prequel because they didn't want to adjust anything for... Because there's actually a video about like all the shit that they lied about.
That's true, too.
And so they may redo that. But a lot of people are thinking that director is just going to say, fuck it, that shit didn't happen for my movie. We're not going to address the dusting at all.
Well, you can correct me if I'm wrong since you just saw it. It very much looked like Ned didn't get dusted.
Oh, I don't think so. So I watched that very closely. Mm-hmm. And it looked like they were happy for a minute to see each other, and they kind of did their like normal handshaky thing. Mm-hmm. And then they hugged and Ned was crying. So okay. I think Peter explained to him they were happy to see each other again. I guess it could go either way there. Like it could have been like it's been 5 years since I've seen you, but he hasn't aged 5 years.
Exactly.
No. So he old as shit too. Yeah. That actor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my biggest
like our age. Yeah.
Thing about it is the whole, like, people coming right out of dusting are nothing's happened and the same age and their spouses or whatever.
As long as they handle it, and I mean more than just, hey, look, and Far From Home, hey, look, it's been 5 years for these people and not 5 years for these people. Like, you got to have the secondary side effects and really dig into that, you know?
Yeah. Also, the world is, like, decrepit.
It is, yes.
And yet, it seems like it's not decrepit. Everybody went to their jobs in their car that's molded over and horrible. It's fine. He drove it to work.
Yeah. They're on a company that may not be there anymore. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. They better... And I mean, I don't even know what's slated aside from... I mean, I know some of the stuff that's slated, but nothing on Earth unless Black Widow is for real, which I think part of that was prequel. Fake. And obviously it's a prequel, cool. But
oh, with their movie or some shit,
they wouldn't. I don't think they would do that.
I don't think they would do it for that character sure.
That'd make a lot of people mad.
Yeah,
to a lot of people who have been wanted her to be the first solo movie.
Yeah, but didn't they already? I mean, they already made a Black Widow movie. It just wasn't in the MCU. I can't remember the name of it now.
What?
It was like I have to look it up.
Okay.
But it was a movie about a Russian spy.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it? It's like Red something.
Yeah, Red something. Red Sparrow?
Maybe.
Alright, so what was one of the things... Because we talked Red about Sparrow. It earlier. What was one of the other things that you saw that was a plot hole? We talked about it last night, unless you're...
We talked about it last night?
Well, I mean, like, when we saw it.
You'll have to remind me.
One of my things is Loki. Alive or dead?
So he's alive in an alternate timeline.
Yeah, but he's dead in ours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's the thing. So they go into this big detail, the ancient one does, about all the stones have to be back, and they are back, except for the one Loki takes in 2012.
Yep.
So it's not back.
Yeah.
Well, which means there's at least one divergent timeline.
Okay. Before we go into this, because there's the whole horrible thing of, oh, Cap just went into the past and everything's hunky-dory, because that was the easy part, is putting that shit back, which is a lie, because how the fuck do you put the Soul Stone back?
Yeah.
I mean, and he saw Red Skull.
You just tuck it back into Black Widow's pocket.
Or just do you just toss it over the edge?
Yeah.
You're like, you hey. Go. It's like, we're done using this. Haha, you suck.
I mean, like, I want to see that interaction of, what the fuck,
that
Red
would
Skull?
Be an interesting movie.
I don't even think it'd have to be a movie. They could just do a quick, like,
whatever,
one shot like they used to.
Well, and you realize how old Cap has to be at that point, too, taking it back.
I think he jumped to all the different timelines.
I would assume he jumped everywhere, because he has to, because...
He can't go to space.
He can't go to space,
that's true.
Yeah,
fair play.
So here's my thing, because a lot of people are like, how did Cap get everything back to where it was? Because, A, you have to put the Soul Stone back into the Tesseract, which is its own containment field, because they shattered it.
You mean the Space Stone?
No, the blue one, the Tesseract.
You said Soul Stone. You meant Space Stone.
Yeah, the Tesseract one. Yeah. Like, how do you put that back into
its own
containment
And the Mind Stone,
field?
Too, has to go back in its own.
And the Aether has to go back into Jane Foster.
Yeah.
So, here's my theory on that, because I saw somebody talking about that, like, that's horrible, like, there's no way you could do all this. I think the Reality Stone was the last one he put back. Because you can change
the
reality
and use it.
I don't think he could use it, right?
I think he might be able to use the Reality Stone.
I don't think you have to be too godly for that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's holding Mjolnir, so he's at least worthy of something. Now, I don't know how much his powers can do.
Right.
But
let's talk about that scene. Holy shit.
That was awesome.
He held his own until Thanos got reacquainted with the new Cap.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool that he was able to go one-on-one. Because you see, like, in Infinity War, you know, he kind of holds him back when he's trying to punch him. He holds the glove back. But in this one, actually seeing him go for like 30 seconds toe-to-toe with Thanos was
especially
awesome.
With the shield.
Yeah,
and
how he used both of them conjunctively was where he threw the shield and then threw the hammer, hit, and then pushed Thanos to him. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing, because I was like, okay, so Thor's calling the hammer, and then all of a sudden...
I thought it was Thor also.
I was like, it's not Thor.
Of course you knew.
I knew that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I was like, okay, cool. That's awesome. Now they both have it. And especially that scene of like, no, I don't want the small one. You take the small one.
Yes. I didn't catch that the first time.
I was
so,
like, yeah, no, you get the small one.
We were in a much quieter theater this time.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There were 10 people in the theater,
$1.2 billion.
Is that where they're at now?
That's where it was for the first 5 days.
That's insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, okay, so not my biggest, I keep saying that. But I'm going to walk away because I'm going to check on the dogs because I don't see them. At the door, but he destroyed the stones. Remember what you just said about the ancient one?
Yeah, so he destroyed the stones in the MCU timeline, right?
Right. But and then 5 years later, they were used again, which resets everything. It's fine.
No, I don't think so. I think at the end of chronologically, in 2023 or whatever it is, 2024.
Wherever
the 5 years plus is.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's 2023.
Yeah.
The stones are destroyed.
He destroyed them.
No,
he snapped them out of existence.
That's 21 days after.
Oh, after it occurred.
Okay, so you're right. So it's 2018.
18 or
so
17.
If you remember what the old one said.
Ancient one.
The quote was, the stones create what you experience, the flow of time.
Right.
So they created time. So if you destroy them, that should literally destroy
the multiverse, then. Basically, all time exists at the same time.
I don't...
I'm just making shit up.
Yep. Because it's a comic book.
So are they, but...
Yeah.
But
I think, like, I don't know. Because she was saying if you take it out, then it destroys her timeline. Because you've taken the stone cannot... If the stone does not exist in that timeline... Then that timeline is destroyed.
At that point, you can have a timeline where the known stones exist.
They created time. The stones were created, like, reality was created because of the stones. I'm believing is what it was.
You need to go back and watch, like, Doctor Strange talk about the Stones.
Doctor Strange or Age of Ultron or Thor 15 or...
Yeah, at the beginning of time, basically there was the Big Bang and these six stones...
Singularities.
Yeah, came into existence. And then created all those things you're talking about.
Right, but he's not wrong. The Ancient One did say that the stones create what you perceive as time. So I think what he's asking, and I have a, I agree with this, is what happens if there are no stones? Because there are no stones.
Right. I think
so what
time,
does that mean for time?
I think
time,
time would keep flowing.
But they created time.
Time, but time's still going.
Because I don't think they thought about that
yeah.
when they were created. Because it was just a plot point for them to go, oh, we need to do something now because he doesn't have the stone.
Somebody at work said they did the Ant-Man treatment, which is where they go through and they set up all the rules. Like, for instance, molecules are getting smaller, but he doesn't get stronger. He just stays the same. It's just a relative thing. And then they throw all the rules out the window, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Giant Man in this movie punches one of those big... floaty, what are they called?
When it should be a very, like, touchy...
Yeah, it should be a plink, because it would be like me punching one of those things. It's just going to look at me and laugh.
Yeah,
and then
very spongy.
Me. Yeah.
Well... yeah, because the bigger he gets, the weaker he should be.
Right.
Yep. And he stepped on...
But they
on
throw that completely out of the window, you know?
And he stayed that way for an extremely long time.
Yes, he did.
And went back small again.
Yeah.
And,
without,
and
like, passing
normal
out.
And didn't pass out and...
I guess you could say that.
Slices.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess you could say that. Oh, he's learned how to be more resilient to it. I don't know, because he was in the time stream for so long.
Maybe somebody shot him a power stone ray or something.
Well, she stayed in there. How long did what's her name stay in there for?
30 years.
30 years. So she was definitely.
That's the one that
that's
I.
The one
that's
got.
The one. Okay.
He brought this up almost immediately while we were in the theater.
So here comes Mr. Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Right. He comes out and he's like, "Time is different in the quantum realm. I bet was in there for 5 years and it only lasted for 5 hours. But Janet Van Dyne was in there for 20 years and she aged 20 years.
So at the ending of Ant-Man vs. Wasp, she said, don't get into the time slip or whatever it's called because we'll never get you out.
Right.
She probably was not in the time slip. She probably was like,
holy
shit.
I did think about that later. Yeah.
I'm getting out of here and just staying in the quantum realm, not the time slip.
Probably in a time vortex.
Right.
So
just
that,
conveniently.
Yeah. Conveniently, yes.
Yeah, and
because
didn't
she
say
was like,
anything about
don't
it.
Get caught in one of those. Whoop, I got caught in one, but I got out.
And then they use those
by a rat.
To navigate the time stream.
Yeah.
They use
just another plot device.
I saw something on Reddit where somebody was like, I found all these spoilers on Twitter, and I had forgotten that I had found them, and I didn't believe them. And it was stuff like... Thor is like the Big Lebowski. Cap admires his own ass. Like all these, like you know, Hulk dabs and plays Fortnite, and Thor plays Fortnite. Like all these things that are actual spoilers that just would not sound like
anything like a spoiler.
You would see.
Thor didn't play.
Yeah, it was only
Korg.
That's true.
Yeah. You know why they put that in there?
Because of
the crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the whole Thanos Fortnite bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somebody was complaining in that thread about how. Like, why would Fortnite still be relevant in 5 years? Well, game development probably stopped. So.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
But there shouldn't be that many people playing it.
Right. So maybe you're better.
Fortnite. Nobody to manage the servers,
I'm playing
possibly.
Apex Legends now. Come on.
And then you know, Hulk dabbing like it was still in style, but like, rewatching it the second time,
he's like,
it was really
man.
More like old man, like, oh,
yeah,
I finally
cool.
figured out dabbing's
I'm
cool.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
We have a mic for you if you want to talk. You just have to turn it on. Okay, so talking about Loki, because the whole, like, time slip thing?
Yeah.
Two things. Thanos being snapped, so that's already another timeline divergence.
Well, yeah, because he's 2014 Thanos.
Yep, and he's gone. He is dead. So, but that was the main timeline, right? Supposedly. And you just killed
this
him.
This is where the whole line about you can't change the past to change your future... comes into play, like, because your past becomes your future, which means that multiple timelines exist. That's all it's saying, is that there's actual multiple realities.
Or did he dust him back to 2014?
No, the 2014 Thanos in the timeline that Thanos came to the future is dead.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Right. And the Thanos that snapped in the MCU timeline is dead by beheading from Thor.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, even though we saw dusting, which means death, did he really dust them to death? Or did he just dust them out of the future?
He dusted them to death.
You know this for sure?
Well, okay, so, rewatching. Okay. During the dusting scene, the ship also dusted. So he did more than just kill things.
Did he just send everything that came from the past back to the past?
I wonder if he just did that.
Now, if that's the case, then Gamora would be gone too.
Right.
Yeah, but she's
and
not.
She is.
Oh, that's no, right. They didn't see her afterwards.
No, on the ship, as a matter of fact, the Asgardians of the Galaxy scene, he is looking at a Gamora thing saying, searching. So he was searching for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's gone.
Yeah, she may have been dusted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm wondering...
Oh.
Turn it on.
We have a commenter coming in.
Just
some thoughts.
Oh, y'all were talking about who got dusted and not dusted in the timeline. Also, Loki from 2012 is now somewhere.
Yes.
Because he stole the Tesseract and blinked somewhere.
But
another person.
But he also still died.
Yeah, he died. But in our timeline, now we have the 2004 Gamora plus the 2012 Loki.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is weird.
Yes.
So that just means that Cap can't really correct the timeline. He's just putting the stones back and not really being able to correct them. Because of Loki and Gamora.
He could have probably put Loki back.
Well, that's the thing.
He would literally have to be there at that exact time going, "Oh my god! Loki, put that down. Here you go."
And he could have. He could have a random person.
Yeah. Here you go, random guard that's running away right now. Take this, and you don't have to go back to the past again.
Yeah.
He could have done that.
Yeah, because if you think about it, there's like an elevator full of people that think he's Hydra.
Which was a fantastic scene.
That was amazing.
I love how they subverted the expectations there. You're like ready for a repeat of the elevator fight.
Yeah. I was too. I thought he's going to kick ass again, and they're like, did he just? That is so awesome.
Good. And such a tongue-in-cheek at the comic, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But they did it wrong.
Right. Yeah, it was the way to do it right.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So, yeah, that the whole...
And showing that he's willing to cross some lines.
Mm-hmm. And I love that... I don't know if they had the forethought for this.
Yeah.
Or if this was convenience. And I think it was more convenience based on what I've read from what they've said. But the fact that they had Ant-Man there who hadn't experienced anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
At all, except for Civil War.
Yeah,
they could use him as the audience, as the audience in the movie, and say, "Oh, remember this? Remember this? This is what happened."
Yeah,
explaining
and he's
stuff.
There on.
And he's when they're explaining Thor: Dark World, and he's just like, everybody else is like,
"That's awesome."
Yeah.
I totally believe he came up with the name Time Heist too.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, Paul. Probably.
He's like, "We're doing a Time Heist."
So remember when he said that it's a one way there, one way back trip because that's all we have the Pym particles for.
Right.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. How did Thanos actually get there then?
I got two answers for that. Three all answers right. for that.
Let's hear it.
Nate, you want to go first? Do you have some?
And you have to have the suit because it locates you. You have to have the locator.
I'll give you that.
But he had a spaceship for starters.
So?
Just pull a spaceship. And Nebula brought him.
Okay.
Yeah, she opened it from the other side.
Yeah.
But she located him and then pulled
She
him.
Located her duplicate. Because they were linked.
That version doesn't have the bracelet on. Because she
took
it off.
No, she's still on the network. Mentally linked with her duplicate.
But with Pym particles, that's the only way to do it, right?
They had one.
She
came back with it. Yeah, so old Nebula, like past Nebula,
right.
came forward with future Nebulas.
With future Nebulas.
But
particles. Okay, fair play.
Black Widow had a suit and Pym particles that didn't come back.
Because she didn't press the button.
Because she's dead.
But she also didn't press the button to come back.
Right. But I'm saying they could have gone and gotten hers.
On Vormir?
Yeah.
Well, they would know the location of the Soul Stone at that point.
Right. So they could have gone and gotten hers, as well as for the ship. Remember, Hawkeye had the Benatar in his hand.
Yep.
So they had something to shrink and resize the ship as well to get it through, and the Benatar never came back to the future. which means that the Sanctuary could have used whatever the Benatar was supposed to. Remember, Rocket said, bring it back in one piece, and Hawkeye's like, I'll do my best, and he was like, really that great of a promise. Yeah,
and then he came back standing. Well, we don't know what he did with the Benatar.
We don't. We never see it. We never see it happen. But, yeah. I mean, that's a plausible
answer. He could have miniaturized it when they got there.
Right. And the other answer is, and there was actually a line, it was to, I think it was to Tony from Rocket. He said, you're only a genius on Earth. Yeah. Right. And so what that kind of could imply is that they had literally all the time in the world to replicate Pym particle technology.
Mm.
And had the Pym particle technology because, yeah, she could have jumped forward back into that spot in time from any point in her future, right? In 2014, Gamora's future.
All she has to do is press the button. And she goes come right back there. at that time.
Right? So they could have kept the Pym particle and and reverse engineered that technology
mm-hmm.
before she came forward into the future. So all she had to do is open the vortex and then they go, and they're done.
Yeah. You can let them in if you want to.
So, yeah, it wasn't explained, but yeah. I think there's enough.
There's enough there. Science and timey-wimey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we destroyed your list yet?
No, there's still the one, not major one, but the one that is kind of a lot of people's.
Is it America's ass?
No, it is America's ass.
But it is about Captain America.
Okay.
So, did he create an alternate timeline, or did he just do nothing, which would have gone against his moral code?
Either one creates an alternate timeline, yeah, I think.
I would agree with that. There are a lot of people out there that think Bucky had met Captain America again.
That would make sense. Which is
why he knew.
That he wasn't coming back?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it was the show or one
and
of the movies.
And I could totally see Bucky, A, not remembering because he was the Winter Soldier,
yeah.
And then B, just not telling him.
Possibly.
Because Bucky...
Well, when he goes into the... he's about to go into the portal. He's like, I'm going to miss you.
Right.
And the way he says it implies he knew.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. Calm down.
Yeah, I would love to believe that in the MCU timeline,
yeah.
There were two Steve Rogerses. One that was married to Peggy and had kids, and one that's the one that we know. But I just don't think that lines up with what the science that they were trying to write.
Yeah, because, I mean, they didn't really try to write it. They were just like, this is an easy way to wrap everything up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like...
Yeah, but if it's an alternate timeline, how did it get there?
Okay, so here's my...
Exactly, because he didn't have a thing on. Yeah. I looked specifically.
He didn't have a suit on either. And he could have probably stashed that away.
He could have stashed the suit.
He could have stashed it. He was like, oh, I'm a couple of days early. Let me just take this shit off, and then I'm going to walk over there.
Yeah.
But my thing is, if he did do Super Steve, where... He's two Steves in one universe because, I mean, his moral code is not going to let him stay
out of anything
frozen for the rest of that person's life.
But I think you're wrong there. I think the whole point was, and I was going to get to this anyway. Now's a great time for it.
Yeah.
There is a, I don't want to call it a parallel, but there's a reverse characterization arc between Tony and Cap. Where Tony starts as a very selfish live-for-myself character who becomes the selfless hero that sacrifices his life for everything. Steve starts as the guy who always sacrifices his life and grows as a character to learn that maybe it's okay to take some time for myself. And so if you look at it from that direction, yeah, I think Steve Rogers does just become Steve Rogers and he says, you know what, I'm going to take some time. I've dedicated 85 years of my life. I'm gonna take the other 85 back. Thanks.
You think so? You think he'd be that selfish?
Well, think about it. He knows how it turns out.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be there.
Yes, but would he though?
That things have to happen a certain way to maintain the timeline. Yeah. I think he could.
Which in itself is a sacrifice.
Because it's another sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even, like, I don't remember where it was. It was either in the show or the movie to where Peggy was married to somebody and then...
It was in one of the movies.
It was
either Civil War or Ultron.
No. Yeah. She was married.
She was married and had a couple kids.
And they never... said who.
Right, and he even asked her, and she goes, oh, just some guy.
So it might have been himself.
Right,
yeah.
And she didn't tell him because she knew she couldn't.
Yeah, because he came back going, hey, listen.
Well, I mean, she as she knew him, he was in the ice.
Yeah.
At that point, in the 70s, she was in the, he was in the ice. And I'm assuming that he went back to that time where he had to put the Tesseract back, and that, and then, and he just and stayed there. Stayed.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, he could have jumped further in the back, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But because either way, he knows exactly where Pym particles are. So it's like, he could always walk to that area. Like, if he went back to where he put the Tesseract back, he could have grabbed another Pym particle going, I'm going to need this in a second.
Yeah, and see, there's a part of me that wants to think that Cap is in, you know, like I said, is in the MCU timeline. Mm-hmm. Because some other things that fall out of that are things like Hank Pym's distrust for S.H.I.E.L.D., stealing his Pym particles, is literally Cap going back to the past and stealing the Pym particles.
You're right.
You know, and so it fits really good, but that goes against, it really goes against what they tried to set up.
And which, you think they would have had the whole story planned out from day one?
Oh, no. I think they put seeds in there that let you write those side bits of the story and attach to them.
Yeah.
Like they had
it an is alternate... a clever bit of writing on the Russo brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think you'll see, like, there was an alternate history for Danvers, or an alternate origin for Carol Danvers in Doctor Strange, when he's flipping through all of the different, where he's listening to all the different cases that really? He wants to do.
Yeah.
One of them was a Carol Danvers potential origin story. So they do all the, and the same thing with, what's the name of the facility? Pegasus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pegasus, Project Pegasus has been interweaving throughout the MCU for a long time.
Yeah.
They just didn't have to define it until they wanted to use it. And now I've got this thing that's interwoven throughout history, and I can just call it Project Pegasus.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I was thinking of something, but now I can't remember what it was.
Hmm?
I can't.
I'll shut up.
No. Shit. Nope. I have completely lost what I was trying to think.
I'm being attacked by the puppies.
Being attacked. Stop it.
So you're going to have to edit out puppy attacks.
At 32, how's 32 minutes.
How's my
levels
now?
How's your what?
How are my levels now? Okay,
so, yeah, I know, that was horrible on everybody's end. I think, have we discussed the majority of Endgame?
I'm good.
Is there something else that we were...
Did anybody see Howard the Duck?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I know he was there.
Yeah.
Shit.
He came through.
Oh, yeah, he was at the very ending. No, I didn't see
him. He came through one of the portals.
Oh, okay.
From the dead Ravagers. Scene.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Something I didn't... I don't know why I didn't put this together, and of course it makes sense. When they're coming through the portals, they're all, like, correctly in the right places. Yeah. Like, Spider-Man comes through with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, behind
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's like they're all in the right locations, and those locations are opening up, and it's the right... They did a really good job with that.
And it also makes sense that... Because thinking about it, that was a very long time from the snap to everybody getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because probably Strange and them... No, Strange was on Titan.
Strange was on Titan, but he probably went and got the other sorcerers and sent them all over
to
places.
To say, hey, go to this place, and it took them fucking forever.
Yeah. Something I thought about watching today...
There were a lot of students up there, too.
Students?
Of... the Mystic Arts with Wong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they hadn't needed as many portals as
everybody.
They could.
They needed everybody.
Yep. The Guardian, the Asgardians that were on the ship that got snapped all showed up. So they're all back on Earth now, so they can go to New Asgard, which I thought was an interesting tie-up. Because, you know, you think that all of Asgard was on that ship.
Yes.
And then at the beginning of Infinity War, that ship gets decimated, basically.
Yeah.
And he snaps half the Asgardians.
Half of those way as well.
But even with the ship, like, that still doesn't make sense because he pretty much destroyed everybody on that ship.
Right, but I think what they had to go back and say was that there was a bunch on escape pods that got away.
Okay.
Yeah, like Quark. You never saw...
Yeah, you never... Yeah,
and
so...
Valkyrie.
Yeah, and
didn't know where she was.
Yep. So, yeah, I guess... Okay, that makes sense.
So, yeah, no, they half of them got killed, and then half of them got decimated.
Yeah. There was one thing that I was going to say, but I cannot remember it. Anyway, all right. So, are we ready to move on?
Yeah, I'm ready. Game of Thrones.
All right. So this one we're just kind of going to go through with the scenes.
Yeah. People dying.
I'm going to say right off the bat,
it's magic. Game of Thrones.
I was not impressed with this episode.
In the minority, kind of, sort of, and it's okay.
But the thing
really
is, it's like, they were like, this battle is like Helm's Deep and all this.
It's
like,
not.
You know what? Battle of the Bastards and Hardhome were way better battles than this
I mean, there are a lot of things militarily wrong with this battle.
Oh, no, it's horrible.
There were also a lot of inconsistencies. Like,
how could you tell? It was so dark.
Yeah. Because I have a good TV with local dimming, so I was actually able to see stuff.
Did you actually, like, brighten up your TV screen?
No, I didn't. I didn't even realize fire? That it was that bad.
It was so very dark.
I kind of assumed that part of it was just intentional to.
It didn't smell like it burning.
Intentional to kind of like do the fog of war effect. Yeah. You know, like especially when they were flying the dragons up in the clouds and you couldn't see anything.
Yeah,
that was really pretty above the clouds though.
Yeah. Can I spoil something from the teaser of the next episode?
No.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't watch teasers.
Close your ears.
It depends on if you're talking about Ghost or the other dragon.
Ghost. Okay. Well, both. But
yeah. Somebody else did it for me, and I was like,
they're both
I'm
alive.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am so sorry about that. Even I was dang it.
Still alive?
Ghost. Ghost and the two
both dragons are
both
still
dragons
alive.
Are still alive.
Yeah, because evidently they were in the preview trailer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which boo hiss, but
yeah, I don't.
I'm glad.
Ghost. It doesn't make sense that he would have lived because he just
charged.
Okay, no, it doesn't make sense that
Jorah.
Anybody coming back
or Grey Worm.
Grey Worm
was flattened at the front of the. Like,
was he?
Yeah, he was standing in front of his troops, and the whole line just smacks right into him and runs him right over.
So
and somehow he pops up fine.
Yeah,
a friend of mine, Jeff. You guys know him.
Heard of him?
Huh?
I said I've heard of him.
Here, get this.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't eaten.
Do you want food?
I was making a joke that the dog sounded like my stomach.
So, but now he was like, but it's noble armor, and noble armor is way better than... I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's a horde of people coming across
you. If they had used heavy cavalry in the place of the light cavalry of the Dothraki, it would probably have gone a little better. But not much.
No.
Because you got overwhelming numbers. That you should definitely not be using cavalry as a straight charge.
I got an idea.
Go for
it. We have this big flaming pit that's going to, you know, and a big castle wall.
Let's make more of those.
Let's do that over and over and over again. Yeah, and let's not charge into the charging enemy. Let's wait for the enemy to come to us.
Or maybe
and
you should have
like
made those
siege
wider.
Warfare tactics right there that you're talking about.
But the thing is, though, it's like even with that kind of tactics... It's like, yeah, the point of the cavalry is to run into the opposing line and decimate them and get them scattered.
From the side?
Yeah. From the side. You don't headlong charge with light cavalry.
Yeah, but you're talking about the Dothraki.
Well, yeah, and their tactics.
You don't listen to orders.
Their tactics. No, that was an order.
Yeah, that was a dumb,
their
I'm
tactics
a 15-year-old queen that don't know what I'm doing.
Against the living. Don't work against the dead.
Jorah shouldn't have made it back.
No.
At all. Yes, no. Ghost shouldn't have made it back, because we didn't even see Ghost making it back. So what, did he just go skimper into the woods?
And what was the point of even putting him on the front line and charging him over there if you don't show him the whole episode?
Yeah.
He should have just stayed in the castle.
They shouldn't have even brought him back for this episode.
Yeah. He's been... Well, people have been asking, where's Ghost? Where's Ghost for like two seasons?
So they CG him into like the background of a scene that he wasn't even in episode two.
Yeah, it's like, there's Ghost.
They don't even acknowledge the fact that he's standing there looking awkwardly at the people talking.
Yeah,
it doesn't even include Jon Snow. He's just standing there talking or standing there watching not Jon talk to other not Jons.
Yeah.
And then in this one, it's just he charges in and that's the end of it.
My general big beef with the episode was just you have a whole setup episode to like really pull at your heartstrings that you know everybody's going to die. And granted, lots and lots of people do, but it's all the red shirts.
Yeah.
It's very, and I will admit there are a few in this that are big. I mean, don't get me wrong, but way more people survived than I thought ever were going
Bran
to.
Bran or Jaime should have gotten it.
Yeah.
One well, of
them. Oh, yeah. I Jamie, totally thought either one or both were going to go.
I think
Grey Worm I thought was going to go. I mean, so many I thought were just not going to make it. I didn't think
either of those. All you named three characters I don't have on my death pool.
Really?
Yeah. Sam should have died.
He's not on my
death pool. Oh, no, 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 no.
Sam should have died in this episode.
I think he should have based on how they choreographed it.
Oh, yeah. And how they portrayed him in this.
So... Really interesting. Did okay. anybody watch the actual like making of the show? So, the no. 40-minute.
There's a making of this one.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. there's a really interesting interview with the actor that plays Tormund.
Don't spoil it for me.
Okay. No. So I'm kidding. So he talks about that he just fought for his life.
We'll get
he didn't really want to choreograph his stuff, and some takes he made it, some takes he did not. Oh. Which I thought was really rather interesting.
Wait, who is this? Cool.
Tormund. Giant Bane.
No. So, okay. We're going to go through the episode as is.
Milk motherfucker.
But my problem right here, so this is Sansa and Arya on the wall. We've already seen the Onion Knight on the wall. Basically. There is no dragon glass right here on the opposite side. Like, you remember when they like literally coated every single thing with like dragon glass?
They may be on an inner wall.
I don't think so, but okay. They could be. No, because the Onion Knight sees the red woman coming up. I don't think they're on.
I mean, you could still see from the inner wall. I'm just saying it may not be the front wall, but it could also just be that they fucked up.
Either that, or that's a higher wall, and they didn't think they could scale him. Not sure.
I actually didn't think they could scale them.
Oh, come on! The way.
Have you seen Helm's Deep?
Yeah.
Well, if they could have scaled them, then why didn't they climb the wall?
I don't understand why they're rushing everybody outside dragon. The other side of the pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're just feeding the army of the dead.
Fuck are there people?
Guys, this whole movie was nothing but World War Z zombies.
Why are there soldiers on the other side of the goddamn trench?
Agreed.
Now,
especially the fucking Unsullied.
I can understand them.
Do you know how many Unsullied they fucking sacrificed?
Yeah, a lot.
Grey Worm fucking sacrificed like half his goddamn troops.
So he could get back.
Well, no, it was a timing thing. But yeah, so he could get back to fucking Missandei and do nothing.
As we're watching it here, on the front line is literally all of the hero characters, none of which have helmets on.
Yes.
Everybody else has a helmet on, except for the hero characters. They're all in the front of the front.
Groundlings don't have helmets.
Well, they don't have helmets. But I'm saying all of the Unsullieds and the knights and all that, they're all wearing helmets except for our hero characters, but that's common. But they're all in the front lines.
They're all in the front lines. How did Tormund get back when Ned and Sam got back?
Yeah.
Granted, Sam ran after Ned died.
Yeah.
You saw him go, oh shit!
Yeah.
But so I could give them the fact that, we couldn't get prepared enough and not make enough trenches. Maybe they did want to make more. But the fact that they're actually doing this right here is stupid.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's Ghost.
Hi, Ghost.
Hi, dead dog.
It was good seeing you for right there. 10 seconds.
But, Jorah shouldn't... If none of the Dothraki survived, he shouldn't have survived.
Dothraki.
Some of them came back.
Some of them? Yeah, maybe some.
Yeah, some of them came back.
Yeah,
not on horses.
Yeah. The horses came back and the
Dothraki And then came some back. People were running. It's like, what happened?
Yeah.
How did you get back without your fucking horse?
Or the line of charging ice zombies.
Yeah. Well, where the fuck
are
those guys?
And I don't understand why they... I understand it was Jon's plan to have the dragons stay behind just in case the Night King came so they can surprise him on a dragon in the dire in the Deadwoods.
They were trying to expose the Night King where he was and then go after him because I think they thought that dragon fire would get him.
Maybe.
Yeah, they or said it. Chomping. They said no one's ever tried. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were everybody 100% thought that Night King was going to go straight for Bran.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't think he'd, walk in the front gate and then
stare at him for 20 minutes?
Yeah, while Arya climbed the fucking tree.
I don't think it was the point of they thought he didn't know he was going to go through the front gate. He might have thought about flying there.
Well, yeah, and then he kind of lost his dragon on a 2-on-1 fight.
Okay, so the Red Woman.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? She just walked straight through the undead?
I mean, she's mysterious and mystical and weird.
She's been hiding somewhere.
That's man. Your answer?
Yeah. She could have just been somebody else, right?
She could have been illusion, like pretending to be somebody else. He's like,
maybe.
Right? She's got the little collar that she could be whoever she wants to be.
Yeah, she tell it.
Here's a question.
Answer.
Is she Syria Pharrell?
No.
Or Jack and Hagar?
No.
Okay. Because of the whole line,
No, she said that to inspire Arya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she's
But how does she know?
She can see it in the fucking fire, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, especially if she's already seen Arya.
Yeah, and she already, like, saw her path back in season two or whatever.
I'll shut up now.
So, yeah, she lights their...
me out.
Why didn't she light everybody's swords on fire?
Part of the thing is, like, the Unsullied are like, yeah, fuck us. We're just going to stay here.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they have dragon
glass. That's what I was thinking. They have dragon glass spears.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
They didn't have enough time to make dragon glass.
Do they have dragon glass spears?
We never see it.
See it from here.
They look pretty. He's probably like, who the fuck is that?
He says the other
bitch?
Line, which is whatever. I can't remember.
The response.
Whatever the response is. So, okay, he's looking right down at her.
Yeah, well, he's ready to kill her.
Yeah, that's fair.
He is 100% ready to kill her.
And there is no dragon glass on their things at all.
Yeah, but do we really need to pick apart the set inconsistencies?
Fuck yeah. If you spend $120 billion or whatever it is on this. He's like, I'm going to go down and confront her, even though I let her in.
I kind of wish he would have just killed her right there.
Yeah, just straight up. Like, she doesn't. Well, she does serve one more purpose.
But two more.
See, like right there. There is no dragon glass on that shit. Oh no, let's on the other side. She's looking back into the castle because she's looking at the red woman. Okay, so they're about to go. See, I don't think they gave an order. I don't think Jorah gave an order.
They didn't need to. It was all part of the plan.
But I think the Dothraki just went, and he was like, "Oh shit, I gotta go."
So he was kind of in the middle of the pack there.
Yeah,
so he could get swallowed up and then be behind and then be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, but I don't think he gave an order to charge. I think it was the hive mind of, let's fucking go, bitches!
Supposedly that's supposed to look like a dragon. That's the charging Dothraki. Oh, really?
Yeah, but see, they're looking at it like that's part of the plan. And they're lighting...
They never should have stopped. After they saw the fucking swords go out...
They should have kept
going. I understand why they stopped here, because, our troops are there.
Are in there now.
We need to stop.
You just added troops.
Yeah.
This whole fight is nothing but adding troops.
Yeah.
To their cause. Yeah.
Like, they should have never stopped the ceasefire after they
That's why I said they shouldn't have gone past their wall.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have been outside of their wall, because all you've done is just add troops.
In fact, why even... Fight. I would have started firing those immediately, so you could at least see something.
Yeah. Oh, there it kind of looks like a dragon, I guess.
And then it gets killed.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the dead are here.
So I knew the Hound was going to make it, because he's got to go take on Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. The Clungane Bowl? Yeah.
Fire him up.
So who do you think is going to win that?
The Hound is going to win it, but they're both going to burn.
Ooh.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
That's good.
I think the Hound is going to carry him into a fire and just let him burn.
Nice.
Because how else are you... He's a big zombie dude. How else are you going to kill him?
Okay, I didn't care about the whole...
Yeah, he's already a white.
Yeah. Ooh, well, no, that didn't
he's
make
fire
sense.
Fire white.
Well, we can't have any more blue whites because...
Yeah, they dead.
Because Arya's a Banff.
They dead.
Mm-hmm.
Arya is a Banff.
Yeah.
I don't understand why nobody thought that this was a bad idea. Was a good idea, I mean.
Who, Theon?
This is leaving him practically unguarded.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's true. The Ironborn
Even though they
balls.
Decide... They were... Pretty balls, and like they held him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also hate the fact that they threw away her death, the lady of the house, Carhart.
Carstark.
No.
Carstark, whatever it was.
You mean Mormont?
No, Carstark.
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 It was the redheaded Carstark that was the head of the house. She's with the Ironborn. Yeah. And then we never see her die. She dies off screen.
Okay. Yeah, she's right there with Theon right now.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then all of a sudden she's just like dead, or you don't see her ever again. Like they gave her like a shitty death, a non sequitur death.
They gave a
decidedly
lot of
not
deaths.
The Lyanna Mormont death.
Right. Yeah. That's what
which
I
was
talking about.
I will admit, a very good highlight of that episode. Yes. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I had to explain.
I pulled a Nate.
What's that?
So they people were asking me about the episode, and a couple of people who watch it were like, and I was like, well, yeah, I know. I haven't seen it yet. And they're like, oh, and I was like, come on, Lady Little Mormont died. And somebody went, I was like, you looked at me like you'd seen it.
I mean, if they're actively engaging you in the conversation this week, it's on them.
Yeah.
It's on
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay.
They join the conversation.
Now,
like, come on.
Strangely enough,
fucking spoilers.
All of the episode fucking two didn't think about this. Of course, then it was all over the internet. The whole, like, why are they down in the crypts?
Oh,
they're
I
full of dead
it.
People.
Oh, yeah.
I had not thought of it. And then I was like,
why would you
think? And I don't know why I didn't think of it.
I spent this whole
went,
episode
good
getting
Lord.
More and more pissed that Josh was going to be right about Zombie Ned.
Oh.
Until he wasn't.
Here you go.
No, 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 no.
Here,
we're going
to
go.
What you need to think about. They don't have his head.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about that. I've been holding on to this.
That's a good point.
Since he's been pulling this theory. I'm like,
yeah, that's a good
his
point.
Head is in King's Landing.
Yeah.
So
on a spike.
When he animates undead, or when he animates the dead, does the head have to be intact, or does he raise...
Have you ever seen one without one?
Well, we've seen their arms still moving.
Yep.
That's
without
like
their body.
A chicken with its head cut off kind of thing, though,
yeah.
Right?
Not necessarily.
I mean,
well, they were like still like even at Hardhome, they were like halfway
but
digging
look at
through
what
things.
Happened to the ice giant that,
no,
that
oh I know,
minute.
But that's because
no,
that was Dragonglass.
Well, his head was cut off with his own sword, which was with Valyrian steel.
I don't know if it's retroactive like that. Maybe who knows? I don't think it's like cauterizing a wound with Valyrian. Valyria.
The question is:
saying.
Did Ned Stark marry Peggy Carter
and eventually
you know,
it led
whole,
to Tony Stark.
Good, it wasn't as bad a weekend for Starks as it could have been.
It really, really wasn't.
Yeah,
Stark,
which
Stark
Lady Mormont
died?
Tony?
Tony?
Oh, that I was like, what? I'm sorry, I was
Lady
in Game
Mormont,
of Thrones world.
Her character was only supposed to be the one scene.
I saw that.
That is
like,
fantastic.
Hey, everybody loves you.
Badass motherfucker.
We're giving you more.
How old was that child?
She's like the third badass lady in Westeros.
Okay, as much as I'm mad that somehow the end, it feels anticlimactic and a bit
okay,
like
see,
way
hey,
too
look,
easy.
There's your glass, bitch.
Right,
yeah. Like,
on that one.
How way too easy it seemed to kill him at the end
yeah,
of the
we're not
episode.
There yet.
Oh, sorry.
Not the end of the episode.
Well, but it was, the, I mean, it was Dragonglass, at least.
No,
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 it was
Valyrian
steel.
No, no, it was
Valyrian
steel. What I was going to say is... was, you've spent how many seasons building up with all...
First episode.
All of the...
Winter's coming.
Well, no, I was thinking of, like, all these prophecies and everything else for the prince that was promised and all this other
well,
stuff.
That's Arya,
that it just
right?
seems...
Mm-hmm.
But they're supposed to be from the.
There are people who are still
from
saying,
the line of Rhaella and Rhaegar. Or Rhaegar, yes. No, what? Or Rhaella and.
Well, so there's Prince
Aegon the
Promise,
crazy
and
guy.
There was Azor Ahai. And I
right.
And there's some speculation that they
they're
are
two
the
different
same,
things.
Or that they're two, yeah.
Right.
And
no, I thought it was badass that
different.
She got to do it. I thought it was amazingly cool.
And very fitting.
Yeah, no,
and,
didn't
yes, very,
me.
Very fitting.
Like,
I just sort of go...
It made me go, oh, fuck
no,
oh, no,
I think
I'm,
my
I'm
bigger thing is,
okay
is
that
how it's going to work in the books? Or has it all been leading up?
See
because, I mean, if you think about how much led up to the reveal of Jon Snow
okay,
and who he really is,
who is,
it was plain as day if you really paid attention.
Right.
Is this Grey Worm right here?
Yes, that's Grey Worm.
He is behind his men, by the way.
There,
yeah.
But he was in front earlier, I think. Or maybe it was just too dark.
He might be behind another
no,
line, because there's multiple lines of men. He could be in front of the
I could have
in front of the second group behind the first group.
I could have swore I saw him get trampled.
I don't know.
Yeah,
this I don't
know whole,
he's literally
it's
telling them to light
dark.
The trench, and he's
yeah.
behind the trench.
Right, but what a great leader to be behind the trench and the pit.
Dude, that trench was so not wide
I
enough.
Think it was
like I could call Maybe. It with what they did. I was like, that trench is not wide. How are you?
Well, they had like, you know.
I mean, what they days. Did, I was like, that's totally how that would have worked. But,
she comes out and does it, which was awesome for her.
Yeah, that was a cool.
I mean, she's kind of like an Ex Machina thing of mm-hmm. I'm here to light it.
Yeah, yeah. Where the hell did she come
Don't
from?
Because she just showed up.
Yeah.
But did she walk around them, through them, over them?
I mean, diagonally.
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 She walked diagonally.
I think Gilly's pregnant. Like in
real
life.
That actress is so pregnant. Oh,
yeah. In real life. Yeah. They don't Every really episode. Try to hide it that well, but it was just like, yep, she's pregnant now.
Every episode we're like, yeah, nope. You're super, super pregnant. It's very Go back obvious. And watch the first few
the
episodes.
The first episode with her.
Like, whoosh.
Like, I'm just like, okay. Yeah, them barking at the door.
It's like, well, at least I'd be up there.
Yeah. Which, he's not wrong, but neither is anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, had they actually seen evidence of him raising the dead?
Nobody but John.
Okay.
The people that were at Hard Home. That's the only people that had seen it.
Well, and everybody here.
What do you mean? After the fact.
After the fact.
Yeah.
I'm saying before right the battle. Like oh, right now, no. They didn't.
No, only the wildlings who survived Hard Home and John.
Yes. Yeah.
Which were out front. Nobody
I don't know why
Nobody
they didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was
it's kind of number one in my mind.
Yeah.
I think it was number one in everybody's mind.
Well, they
mind.
Say it all the
Go
time.
In the crypt. You'll be safe.
He can raise the dead.
I don't know if they're not going to get together again.
Who's they?
They're not.
Stark and Lannister.
Mm-mm. They won't.
Sansa.
They
don't.
They
don't.
They've been like teasing her with Theon and him again.
Well,
and
Theon's
like,
dead. Well, but I'm saying like that after that little thing and him being her being like, I've got a dagger. And he's like, oh God, I love you, by kissing her hand.
Yeah.
And then they kind of rush out there. But even before that, it was like it would never work. Why wouldn't it?
Because you're in love with a dragon queen, which everybody's in love with the dragon.
Yeah, but he already knows that he can't have the dragon queen, so therefore he's all like, I'll go for the second best.
Yeah. So how much do you actually know about the end of this series? Do you know?
I don't think you can know anything.
I don't want to tell you what I know.
So you do know.
I know some things that could or could not happen.
Okay.
So he just knows theories.
Yeah. A lot of the theories and
leaked
plots. I've seen a couple different leaked plots. A lot of the stuff has come in there, but then there's some stuff that's like, oh, Jaime and Brienne kiss. I'm like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Team Tormund when it comes
to
that.
I hope.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
It won't.
I think Brienne's just going to be Brienne of, or Sir Brienne.
Sir Brienne
of Tarth.
And I think she's asexual, which is fine.
Yeah.
What it is, but
Gendry shouldn't have made it either. Pretty much almost.
Sam sitting on the top of a bunch of bodies. And not dying. All of the hero characters inside the castle courtyard being surrounded by everybody.
Like,
all right,
so
dying.
Hold on. We need to go back a little bit.
Okay,
when they're climbing the wall.
Oh, dear Lord.
The thing on the wall? The little spinny thing that they
like,
should have like,
the,
chopped
oh, yeah,
off
yeah.
and go down the, and never used it?
Right.
Never
yeah,
used
okay.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is that because...
Why? Also, why are they not throwing like flaming shit at these motherfuckers as they're on the wall?
Yeah.
They did it at the fucking Battle of the Blackwater.
Yeah.
They're throwing rocks.
Yeah.
Just put some pitch on that shit and
that's,
throw it.
That's normal castle siege warfare.
Yeah.
Castle
also,
siege warfare.
But you gotta think, this is the undead, not normal people. With they're like climbing each other. And they're like, holy shit, what the fuck is this shit?
Try it.
If you remember,
they burn.
You might completely forget everything that you need to do.
How much dragon glass do they have? I bet you they still have a couple rocks. Sharpen those things up and throw them down.
Yep. But if you went back and looked, like they've got some right there on the very tops.
Yeah.
Not necessarily right where they're doing, which is kind of me stupid.
Fucking ninja star.
Like,
shit
it should have been in the
stop putting your helmet on, Grey Worm. It doesn't do any good.
Like, it should have been all
How cold do those motherfuckers have to be? The Unsullied.
Why?
Because they ain't wearing shit.
Yeah.
And they're
in
not
battle,
in,
though.
Yeah.
And they're from the desert.
Yeah. True.
Because, yeah, if we're, yeah, just anybody in the courtyard should not
Why are you looking longingly at, why are you looking longingly at Gendry, Tormund? Look at that. That fucking trench is on fire still.
Yep. Well, that's because they've done their old thing already.
Just jump off and start hammering fuckers.
See
like right there. What the fuck is that?
The thing right there. Yeah, they have it on the wall.
And they had dragon glass on it.
Yeah.
Like, there's dragon glass on that. So why didn't they just plaster the whole wall? Granted, I don't know if they have that technology. I guess if you can put it on the wall, period, you have the technology.
I feel like there's a scene that got cut
that
we didn't see.
Yeah, I think so.
Because there's a point where I thought they were going to say, do it now! Because
right there where they're looking over should have had dragon glass.
I don't think they had time.
Yeah.
But it would have made everybody feel a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so they were a little prepared.
Yeah.
For a
while.
Or
underprepared. Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, Sam should have been in the fucking crypts.
Well, he was trying to be. No, everybody was trying to get him there.
And, yeah.
And he was trying to be too brave.
Yeah.
Trying to be a man of the Night's Watch. Which they don't need anymore. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gone.
They're all freed, right?
Yeah.
And there isn't the dead is down there, so
they look there's about, no need for think about all that land they can take.
Well, also there's no wall.
There's still a wall.
There's just a big hole in it.
They're just gonna open all the doors is what I would do now.
Oh, yeah. There's probably nobody living up there.
No. But I figure in the wildlings might want to go back.
They could. Now. If they wanted to.
They can
to.
Have a king beyond the wall still.
White Walkers are extinct.
Yeah, they can still have a king beyond the wall.
Mm-hmm. So where do we think... So, Sansa. What happens to Sansa by the end of the series?
She wins.
Sansa wins?
I don't think she wins, but I think she's definitely a warden of the North.
Maybe they come to terms with two nations, the North and the South.
And that's one, another one of my theories, I think. Jon doesn't want to be king.
Nope.
No.
He doesn't want to be king, but
he will do it.
He would. And if he's rightfully the heir.
I think he would be perfectly happy being king of the North in title, but still bending the knee to Daenerys. And I think the North would be happy with that title.
Maybe.
But Daenerys won't allow it.
You don't think so?
No. She's already said as much.
Yeah.
She can't. That's against what she's... Her whole life.
Well, she's still gonna... Jon's still gonna be subservient to her.
Then how is he the king?
He's not. It's a title only.
Right. I don't know.
So it's basically changing the title of Warden of the North.
I think one of them dies.
I think Cersei's gonna kill a lot of them off.
Yeah.
She has to now.
She has to now. Like, I think there's a lot of people gonna die before the end.
I think Arya's done. I just don't see a use for Arya after the last war.
Well, Cersei is still on her list, even though I don't think she gets that honor.
I'm just saying, well, I think she's gonna have a valiant death.
A lot of Arya's names she's
taken off her list as well.
Yeah.
She's grown to knowing some things weren't, some names aren't that important.
Yeah.
And let's just remember that she is now a woman.
Fair play.
Yes.
As we were reminded last episode.
Yeah.
Well, that is when she became a woman. Do you think that was a body double?
Do what?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was. Actually, from all the commentary, no, it wasn't. Like, her commentary about it.
Yeah.
It was not.
From all the research that Michael did.
The age.
Have you seen how
research?
Many?
No, that was.
Have you, like, gone?
How
out
old is she? How old is she?
Many...
Can I watch the video? Can I watch
basically,
the video?
Basically, and then how many people have just gone to watch that scene?
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah. So I sat there with my hand over my face.
I went, is this really happening?
Yeah.
And then I went, is that a body double?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
So
and then looked down.
In filming this one, they went on to say that they did three different genres. The first one was, what, suspense?
Mm-hmm.
The
of
second
the battle?
One, no. Mm-hmm. Of this whole episode.
Yeah.
So the episode is in three parts.
I want to see the comedy.
So the first half, or the first third, is a suspense film. This part where... Arya's doing
horror.
Her like
inside the crypt is a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the horror film. In fact, in the making of the section where Arya goes through the library, they actually call it a quiet place,
which is fair.
Fair.
The second,
and this is all the horror film, and then the second half, the final third is the action film.
The part where she's going from bookcase to bookcase and then goes around the corner and neck guts that zombie.
Oh,
badass.
And I think that was just a reaction. I don't even know if she was like...
Yeah.
Like, just looking at the scene.
Well,
like, I know
at
she
that
didn't
point,
do it by reaction, but I think that was just a total like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So that could have gone either way. And people would be like...
Yeah,
if Arya had died right there.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's an extremely silent... Like, if you notice where the blood dropping, that just tells you how silent of an assassin she is. We're a little...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
It's all that chasing of cats.
Yeah. Leslie has not watched Game of Thrones up until now. She's caught an episode here and there, and I've filled her in with what's going on and stuff like that. But she decided she wanted to watch this season, so she's sitting down and watching it. And I had to explain to her when Arya has her big moment at the end of the show.
Yeah.
She's like... Really? I'm like, oh yeah. Like hands down, she is that assassin. She is that badass. That, yes, exactly. She would be able to just materialize in the midair, in the middle of all of the White Walkers, so, and not even think anything.
So they're when they're doing the staring thing, it looks you if you look at some of the trees, they move behind him. In the background.
I couldn't see that, it was too dark.
What people say.
This scene was it's almost kind of contradicts that though, if you think about it. Because she's having to move silently through this area. But I guess it's because she doesn't have her confidence back just yet for this scene.
Yeah, no, she's scared as shit. Yeah, right,
she's rocked.
Yeah, that kind of makes it a little bit more sense now that I'm talking through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it takes Melisandre to tell her again. You are the person, remember?
Yeah. Remember what I said earlier about blue eyes? Wink, wink. Blue eyes.
I can't make this anymore.
Do you know anybody around here with blue eyes?
Okay, this girl is the worst guardian of the crypts ever.
Is this the one that showed up with the stuff on her face?
Yeah. The burn mark?
Yeah.
She's the worst guard of the crypts ever.
So did she die?
I'm like 90% sure she dies.
Do we get like an off screen death for her?
No, I think she gets,
because the way that the last episode where she's talking to the Onion Knight, you would have expected like more in this episode of her.
Nope, that was it.
Yeah.
So I think if she did die, it was in.
I'm a little disappointed in Sansa for not trying to raise people's hopes like she did back in the siege of.
I think everybody is kind of like fucked.
Yeah,
Tyrion. Yeah. I think we're the only ones that survive.
She knows better now.
She's too busy concentrating on her Jean Grey character.
Yeah. That's already shot, isn't it?
I don't know.
It should be. We've got a trailer. Well,
this was shot 2 years ago,
basically.
Well, yeah,
because they filmed it all, didn't they? They filmed it all with season 7 and 8 together, I think.
What is his name? Derek Bondarian.
They wanted to spread it out so that they could have a replacement show. So they skipped a year because Westworld was filmed a whole long time ago as well, and they didn't think they were going to get another season of it out fast enough.
Oh wow!
So that's my speculation anyway.
I think Barrett could have survived because the Red Woman could have revived him. I'm just saying.
she did say, but she didn't have that power. I don't think she could anymore. She did use the trick once, and it was.
Was he your favorite character?
Lucky,
no.
Oh.
I mean, I liked him, but
who was your favorite character?
Honestly, at this point in the season, I don't really have a favorite. Like, I like Peter Dinklage.
Mm-hmm. Grey Worm's my.
So he's pretty awesome.
Grey Worm's my jam right now.
Grey Worm, huh?
Yeah.
See. There's a lot of people that are not on the list, like Grey Worm.
Fuck you, Grey Worm's shit.
He's turd.
No,
I mean the Red Lady. Meh. Varys is pretty cool, but I think he outlived his usefulness.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like in season seven,
he's totally useless right now.
I can't see what they can even use. Well, he knows King's Landing really well
after the last war.
He knows King's Landing really well.
So, I'm surprised that you're surprised of. Like me being a fan of Grey Worm.
Oh, he's Marine.
Like, he's like honorable and awkward and
yeah. He's the Marine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about in the books with the whole where Narth
and he's got Missandei.
See, Carhartt she's not even in this lineup.
He's a wiener and he's got Missandei.
She's already dead.
They haven't even started fighting.
We're talking about the who? That's Carhartt woman.
Yeah, the Carhartt
woman.
Like she's not even there now.
That's what I'm telling
you. Can we talk about their lines of fire?
What lines of fire?
Like, they should not have survived that right there. They should have
been dead right there. There was way too many.
Yeah.
Like, them just kind of charging that way. Nope. Arrows. Nope. It ain't happening. But no, they were talking about, somebody was talking about in the books of Narth, because you know how, oh God, what's her name?
Missandei?
Yeah. She's from Narth.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to go back. And he's like, hey, I'll go with you. And, I'll just bring all the Unsullied with us and they can survive. But in the books, they were talking about how Narth is such a peaceful nation, and there's butterflies with a disease that pretty much kills all the invaders because it's a touch disease. That's why they stay a peaceful nation.
Yeah.
And all the invaders pretty much die off.
Like, so he's going to die.
I was like, I'm just killing all the Unsullied. Granted, they haven't said it in the TV series, so it's probably not a thing.
Yeah, but I mean...
But that was
I'm pretty sure Missandei will tell it. Well, she doesn't know either. She was a child when she was taken.
Yeah, probably. I doubt they would do that. That'd be kind of shitty.
Yeah, well, how did they get her if they can't invade? The raid?
I mean, some people, like, as long as you don't have a butterfly land on you, you're kind of okay. But if you stay there long enough, everybody that's not a... Everybody who's not a person local. There would die.
Yeah.
I love so, how he, why do you think he just stands burn? There and takes it.
That's a really good question.
Do you think he's Targaryen?
He didn't burn.
No. Do you think he's an actual female Targaryen? Because it seems like only the female Targaryens don't burn.
Why do you say that?
Because Jon's scared as shit he's going to get burnt.
And Jon did burn.
Yeah.
In the first season. When he took the fire to throw it on there, he's like,
I think,
and her brother.
I think her not burning was more of a situational thing.
Elaborate.
I just mean, like, it was the whole funeral pyre. There was magic going on.
She's done it like 3 times.
She did it also in the first season. When
no, it's only twice.
Bath too.
Oh, well, that was hot water.
It was like scalding.
And but she also did it at the
and
pyre.
Well, she did it the hot water. Hot
when
water.
She burned down the whole citadel.
Yeah. Yeah. But the two, there's only really been 2 fires. The one was hot water, and one was the...
Nope, there was 3.
When she put the eggs on the fire.
His weapon also didn't melt. I want you to
and
know
And then
that.
There was the one where it was like the Dothraki meeting ground, and she killed all the others.
Yeah, that's one
how
of the
did
two
they
fires.
Make the kill shot from however freaking far away he was the first time, and then just miss this one?
Because they actually knew it was coming and diverged.
I just don't understand.
Just
why.
Like his Does namesake, he... Viserion the Dragon was just as dumb as Viserys.
Sure.
I just don't like. Does he? He barely pulls his sword out of the sheath.
When?
At Here? The end.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He doesn't even use it.
He's walking like an arrogant fuck too. Love it. I love it. He's
this
like,
is the
you fucker.
Out loud many times. I kept going, John, don't be stupid. John, don't be stupid.
Yeah,
stop
like,
being stupid.
You're
John.
A moron, John. Start sneaking.
Even that, like, he shouldn't have stopped right there. He should have kept running.
And then just...
If that was the case.
Oh, yeah. John's the dumbest. He is so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he should have died, like, 3 times.
In fact, if John hadn't been there, would he have raised the dead? Or would he kept just walking?
I don't know.
He just kept walking. And so, yeah, raising the dead is entirely John's fault.
And John should have died right there. Because he was surrounded.
John should also die in the Battle of the Bastards.
Oh.
Sansa
oh,
saved
yeah.
his life there. Both his sisters have saved his life.
His aunt. His sister. Where did the Arya save his life?
At the end of this episode.
Oh, because he was about to go head on with a dragon.
That was just sad. All the people that had died that suddenly became white.
Do what?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That they had to get died again.
Where did it show... What was that one? That was all the commanders coming in.
Yeah, that did absolutely nothing in this fight. Except look cool.
So were all those commanders, are all of those Craster's sons?
Basically, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's accurate.
I mean, there's more people that live in the north, so other people could have had...
I think the baby died, too.
Which baby?
The one from, like, season 2 or 3?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
If it was turned into a...
He did.
And where is he warging into right now? Like,
the
king's already
crows,
here.
Man.
But he's in the crows just flying around having a joyride.
Just literally flying around.
Recording history.
So he was surrounded, and now he's not surrounded. And then Daenerys came in with fire. Like, I think he should have... Like, even the zombies...
I really thought he was dead here.
Even the undead
the dragon,
were just kind of
John.
Walking towards
John.
Him.
I did too.
I don't give a shit about
I
John.
Thought both dragons were going to get it this,
mm-hmm.
based on how they showed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, why the hell Dany would land her dragon in the middle
right.
of an army?
No.
She
dude, she was
try
dumb.
To pick him up.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know.
But Dany hasn't really shown lots of smarts ever.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah.
So thinking about the her burning and not burning and John burning thing.
Yeah.
She is full Targaryen, mm-hmm.
And
John is half Targaryen.
Okay, so what about her brother with the molten?
That was
gold.
Molt. That wasn't burning to death. That was.
But it was really hot.
I don't think that's what killed him.
It's probably the compression of the gold, hardening again,
or suffocation. Even
yeah.
I mean, well, that would have been that slow, or it would have taken longer.
I'd have to rewatch that episode to see kind of how it
yeah.
played out there. Because yeah,
there's
going to
be some hand waving here, right?
Maybe. I don't know. But. So, yeah, that...
I mean, that gate stopped him real well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. so well.
I just don't understand why Bran was warging into a bunch of crows. Like, of all the things you could have picked to warg into.
So, I mean, Ghost is still up there.
Ghost?
So, yeah.
A
no.
giant, an ice walker, a white walker. I mean.
Some people, I saw some things that were like, maybe the Night King's not really dead. Maybe there's some, he's going to come back. That's going to be a twist. What's going to be the.
Apparently, I mean, the Long Nights happened before. Okay, and who was that? They were defeated. Were they defeated, Vahidid? Defeated Fajita. Defeated Fajita. Or just pushed back?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
Well, I think right now the fact that he's a bunch of ice cubes is defeated.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just too easy. Like, it's too easy. I mean, don't get me wrong. Of the episode I was going, there's no way out of this. There is, honest to God, no way out of this. This is like the crazy zombies from World War Z.
Yep.
And everybody's going to die. It's maybe a couple of people that somehow survived because they hid. And I have no idea how this is going to go.
Yeah.
It was like, here's the deus ex machina of Arya flying out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, when they went to the Godswood, I was like, Arya's got to be in the tree. She has to be in the tree. And then she was.
Yeah. But she wasn't, though.
Yeah, she was.
If you think about it.
She was.
She
wasn't, though.
She was in a tree.
Okay, let's go to that scene, then. Because a lot of people.
Jorah's death was sad, but not nearly as moving as I was expecting.
Yeah, I totally. He was definitely on my death
She
list.
Was behind. Okay, Arya is behind them. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you see the white.
And I was mad at her for yelling. I was like, shush! Shush, lady!
I really thought she was going to die.
I thought so, too.
When he caught her by the neck.
No.
I thought she was done. I mean, I figured she was going to get him, but I thought they'd both go.
Yeah. And that was her purpose. That would have made sense.
Because they're really, again, aside from her getting vindication with Cersei.
I mean,
There's really not, like, character arc wise. No. Like, this was it. This
yeah,
Cersei.
No, I know.
I and
it was
this
really should have
been
good...
her arc. Like, her killing him. Like,
who was it going to be then? John?
There was so
it was
many.
Too obvious.
It's too obvious. Yeah, and I liked the twist.
Yeah.
I liked it being her, but.
I mean, there's like a couple trees around.
They don't like the sirens.
I don't know. They haven't really been around sirens.
Here, hold.
He should. I don't understand why he charged into battle.
Who's he?
Theon.
For the viewers.
Theon should have charged into battle. Like,
you mean why he's charging the Night King?
Yeah, he
what
should.
Else,
why
what
did,
else are you gonna do?
Take a stance and wait for him to come to you?
No, because then the Night King would send more whites.
Maybe.
Oh my God!
He knew he was dead. Like, there was no getting out of it.
Yeah.
Stop eating my leg.
Like, he knows right there.
When Bran's like, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
You're done.
I came back just long enough to say, thanks, bitch, go away.
Yeah.
Go die.
I bequeath to you a spear in the heart.
Go die for me. So I love...
I think that was a good arc for him.
Back in season one, when Rob was ready to go off and fight in a war just for the slightest problem, or for Bran getting thrown off. And Theon's like, I'll stand with you. And Master Luwin's like, what are you going to do? Fight in the Godswood? There we are. Fighting the... One of them made it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Rob dies.
Wah, wah, wah.
Man, just die, man. He gets a direwood head. Or direwolf head.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
And it was like, no...
Where's he at? Where was his fucking body in the fucking crypt?
I don't think he's there, is he?
He should be.
He should be, but
and I
don't
think
he is.
That's why I don't think Ned's in there either.
Oh,
like,
no,
guarantee
he wouldn't.
No, they bring Ned's body back.
They sent Ned's body
but
back.
But as for the rest of it, they wouldn't have because...
Did they send his head back?
No, his head was on a
pike.
I know.
Pike.
Joffrey kept
along
head.
With...
But I don't think Robb's body's there either because at that point, I don't think the Starks really had Winterfell.
Well, they didn't have Winterfell, and they also didn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
Bolton's
if
had
he
Winterfell.
Lost his body. I mean, he lost that war. There was no recovering his body. I wouldn't think.
No,
they probably
okay.
threw it in the river just like
so
they did Catelyn Stark.
The ice dragon, warged white dragon, whatever you want to call it, with the blue flames. So I didn't realize this. Honestly, I think I have more fun watching like the making of kind of videos just to know the magic behind, like how they actually do the magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the flames are actually real flames.
And then
they just post into Blue. Mm. So they took, basically, like, built a scale model in bronze, basically, or iron or steel, whatever, of the dragon.
She along just turned with him. Sorry. She just so turned him to watching, get stabbed. We're
watching Jorah and Danny fighting, and she just used his body as a shield.
Didn't catch that the first time.
She turns around, and she grabs him and throws him into the sword. Watch.
I did not see that the first time.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
you
go back
a little bit.
You
can't really go any slower.
Wow, what a cutthroat bitch.
She's like, you know what? You're dying anyway. Here it goes. Hold on.
No, he did.
No, look. See, she pulled him around.
Definitely pulled his shoulder.
He did it.
Or did he? Whichever one. He was a human shield, and that was okay. Yeah. But anyway, like back to the blue dragon.
Yeah.
So they basically made a model of the dragon with, like, all
like
the
she's
holes
not even
and everything,
holding him, and he did it.
And spit out the fire so they know how the fire would have leaked out of the dragon.
Hmm.
Which is actually really kind of cool.
Yeah,
and I was
that
like,
is cool.
You know, they just have way too much money to spend on these episodes.
That's practical. It's probably a lot cheaper.
They've finally gotten to the point where the armor is up to par with the books to me. Like, if you look at Jorah's armor, it's actually, like, intricate and...
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they've got individual, armor types and all that kind of stuff. It's nice to see they finally got there.
Yeah.
It only took 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, that and the,
I just think he was dispatched too fast.
Yeah, it's
Jorah?
Too easy.
No,
Night King.
Yeah, no,
so easy.
This episode, with the exception of Lyanna Mormont, died way too slow.
Yeah.
Like, it was just dispatched too soon, like, too fast. It was like, we've got all this buildup for this phenomenal cosmic power.
Yee-dee-dee-dee-dee space.
Jeez.
And he was dispatched. Like, granted, tactfully, yes, very nice, but there was nothing.
But he
maybe
never
he was
did
too cocky?
Anything. Right?
Except,
really.
Like, raise the dead
the
twice.
Yeah. That might be the problem or the point.
And he's just Emperor Palpatine.
No, what was the thing?
Yeah,
one of the things
powerful,
that we were...
That's not dead.
Okay, apparently. So... Yeah. Hardhome and Battle
okay,
of Bastards.
Pay attention.
So, yes.
Pay attention.
All right,
here we go.
Why is he taking so fucking long?
Okay, so that we're watching the stair.
So there's
right?
no
so
trees.
Started,
I'm sorry about
when
that.
When everybody said okay,
yeah, there's no trees above.
No
them.
Trees.
The
that's
stair
wrong.
Down. Let's
wrong.
Time this. It's like 20
let's
seconds.
See where,
already.
Let's see where she jumps.
They haven't said anything. They're just looking.
Yep.
She doesn't jump from a tree.
No,
well,
they
love each other. They're in like
down.
A relationship.
The Night King.
Dude, Bran looked down.
Those two
yeah.
are in a,
no,
are in
I think
a
he looked like past
was,
his
he was
shoulder.
Checking out his package.
Yeah, oh, those two are in love.
Yeah.
So
like,
yeah,
they're still staring
is,
at each other
yes,
right now. They're still
the
staring.
We're looking at the ice dragon
man.
And Jon screaming at him, which is fantastic if you think about it, just from the point of that scene.
So he's she has rushed.
He heard it.
Them.
He heard it.
Mm-hmm.
She rushed through them to him.
Yeah,
maybe.
Which means there is no maybe. She the guy like looked back.
Right.
That was badass.
He was like,
though.
Oh,
I have
shit,
to admit,
right
and they
like
said
he
that
catches
before.
He catches her, and then she drops the thing and smashes him with the hand, the other hand,
mm-hmm.
and that I gotta say that was kind of badass.
Now
people are saying that it was the same spot that he got the dragon glass in his chest. No, it's not. He
was
stabbed
like,
literally in the lung.
Yeah, and I'm curious to know would dragon glass have killed him since it's already in there.
But it's
well,
Valyrian steel.
Right.
Not
so I'm real happy that he used Valyrian steel.
Well,
which is
seen,
the same
we've
knife
seen
that started everything.
Kill a White Walker.
But
yeah, but would it have
the,
killed him?
Yeah,
the,
right. the king.
And then they
since
all fall down kind
glass.
Of
yeah.
like ants when they get sprayed with.
Yeah, I love how it's not instantaneous and it all goes backwards.
So does. Well,
it's like
it's
like
radiating
a,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does, do,
mushroom
do you
cloud.
John thinks that he screamed the ice dragon to death?
Probably.
No. Even if he did for a second, he'd be like.
He's like, it worked!
I am a true Targaryen!
What's he expecting?
So, yeah, Jorah...
Jorah's still alive
well,
for the audience.
You gotta think, though, for him, I guess from Daenerys' point of view, that it was like, oh, we're fire immune or something. Maybe he's like, I'm gonna test it and make sure I'm a true Targaryen. I'm gonna... I don't know. Fuck if
I
know.
I think
either
that
or he just didn't give a
question.
Shit at this point because he had to get to his brother.
Yeah.
I
don't
love
think
everybody's
he's
just sort of like, what the fuck
he's
just happened?
How many, so, we're going off here. How many people are still alive?
Everybody
are we going to watch
like
the trailer?
Five.
Are we going to watch the trailer?
No.
I think we should.
Michael no. will have to wander away.
We're not going to watch
Why
it?
Do we need to watch the trailer?
Because I want you to see how many people are still
he's
left in
big,
the next
big,
trailer.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of people that were hiding in the crypt that you don't see.
Just kidding.
We're just watching Bran and Arya standing there.
Arya, you have now served your purpose. You can.
I would have been like, I'd have laughed if he just kind of like looked away. Bran's like, all right, we're done now.
Yeah.
It's weird to watch him every show now because he has such a creepy stare, but now I know why.
Yeah, because he can't see.
Because he just takes his glasses off, so everybody's just fuzzy. Oh. So he can't really see anything. Everything's just fuzzy. As a nearsighted person, I totally understand.
Yeah, I saw that interview too.
And I think it's hysterical because every time he looks creepy, I'm like, he just can't see.
John he also wears glasses.
He doesn't know what it is.
Can they not put contacts in these kids?
He just takes them off. I mean, well, see,
look, there's a dragon right
up,
there.
I grew up with glasses and then
Drogon.
I didn't get contacts until I was in college.
Yeah.
And I had done theater and dance for years and years and years. And then the first time I ever did a show with contacts, I hated it.
I bet you money they put contacts in that kid's eye and it was less creepy and they said take them out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like they survived that meeting room. So I guess that door held.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why does the red lady have to walk out and drop her trousers?
And how does she die that quickly?
Old age.
No.
Yeah. No, bullshit. No, 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 no.
She's letting herself go.
Does she just decide she's done?
She's taking this off and letting herself
She took it off in the other one and went to
bed. She took it off and took a nap.
Yeah. I'm saying she takes it off, she sets it down, and she decides to let herself go.
And her purpose is done.
Yeah.
She served her purpose.
How is she living? Is the better question.
Through magic.
Not true, because she's, what, 900 years old?
Yeah.
She's
she is defying something with some power, whether it be the red god or whether it just be sheer persistence and obstinance, and whatever whichever one of those has decided it's over. And
yeah, well, here's and that's kind of the thing. It seems like she makes the decision.
The light go out. Because see, right there, light went out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The reality
stone said, "Fuck off."
Yep.
I honestly thought it. I mean, as much as it's interesting to watch her do this, I still thought it would have been like Davos actually kills her.
Yeah.
Like he would have kept to his word and said, nope.
Yeah. He wanted to.
Why did she dust?
Poof.
Old age.
I guess.
She was already crusty.
Some Indiana Jones dusty.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of the episode.
That was the end of the episode.
We didn't need to see that.
We should do more of these.
We got to figure the format out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. But
you know, we can always do this. We can just watch it on HBO Go as soon as it's over, and then we just
watch it again now while it's going on.
No, I don't want to do it live.
No, no, no. Not while it's playing, because I want to
actually need to pay attention.
Yeah. I want to watch the show.
Yeah, we'll watch it.
But as soon as it's over, I can start again.
Yeah. Oh, that's a late night.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just going to say that we had things to do on Sunday night. And we didn't have people leave our house until 10:30. And we sat down to watch this episode at 11 p.m.
So are y'all ever going to come over to my house for the watch party?
Oh, tell them about next Sunday.
Okay, so we have...
She said, you're never going to do this again on a Sunday. Go ahead.
Hey, continue. While she's telling the story, look up and see how long next week's episode is.
So we have tickets to a concert.
Yeah.
It's longer than this one. I honestly thought
about not getting the tickets because the concert starts at 8 p.m. But I really, 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 really wanted to go see this. I'll never be there. It's Postmodern Jukebox. They're at the VBC.
So we're going to go to a concert.
I'm uninviting Jessica. Michael, allowed to go.
Hey!
Game of Thrones.
It's because it's our anniversary. So that's really the reason of it. And believe me,
Game of Thrones.
We're going to come home and we're going to watch Game of Thrones after the concert.
Nah.
No.
So I'm going to
spoil it for you.
Hey,
I'm not going to answer my phone.
Look, I'll do it. Look. Just blame me. I'm the king of spoilers.
Ghost is alive.
We know you came with us to see Endgame.
Yeah. Look up and see how long the last episode is. How come the last one? Maybe.
No, it should be the same. Okay. Same as the last two are the same.
Maybe.
So are these all going to be like an hour and a half long?
They're supposed to be. That's why I'm trying to get him to look it up, but he's not doing it.
No.
He's got a computer and a phone.
They are all
phone.
An hour and a half long for me.
How long is the last two episodes of Game of Thrones?
It's three. There's three episodes left.
It doesn't matter.
He just wants to know about the last two, not the next one.
All right, because next week doesn't matter, apparently.
Evidently.
It doesn't.
I'm
it's
so going to
be more exposition.
It's yeah, because now we're setting up.
Maybe it's just them all walking down the King's Road.
You want to know why I'm mad and I'm not going to watch it? Because there's no elephants.
Yeah, it's disappointing. No
that is okay. That is a little bit disappointing.
This one was what,
84?
No. Okay, 84. They're actually shorter than this one.
How?
Episode 4 is 78, episode 5 is 79, episode 6 is 79.
That's not much better. It's not much better.
But this was the longer one.
Yeah.
I thought it went uphill. I didn't know it crested.
I think they changed the numbers.
Nine. Maybe.
But.
Yet.
It's 8 to like 9:30.
I'm almost thinking that Bran is going to take over or some sake because they don't have the numbers now to do with Cersei.
Trailer.
Yeah, go watch the trailer. Apparently they reanimated the dead
as well. Yeah, man.
So there you go.
There's a fucking platoon of Unsullied still alive, apparently.
I don't know. In the books, Winterfell, you could probably do it. Mm-hmm. In the show, Winterfell, there's no room for all that shit.
Yeah.
In the book, Winterfell, it's like a whole metropolis to itself, apparently.
Well, it's a castle.
It's a castle.
But, I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah, that was the spoiler cast for two things, so this is going to be our longest episode.
Oh, man, have you guys heard about the scientists trying to reanimate, or not reanimate, clone a 43,000-year-old horse?
Why?
To redo mammoths.
But why? Did nobody ever watch Jurassic Park?
I know, right? I've been sitting on this for like 3 weeks.
Tune in next episode.
Equine Park.
All right. Thanks for joining in, and hope you enjoyed.
Spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah.